From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. Utah has won a big victory over online prediction market giant Kalshi. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell details the ruling.
Prediction market company Kalshi is not immune to Utah's ban on gambling. That's the conclusion of a federal judge who granted summary judgment for the state. Kalshi sued Utah in February, arguing that because it operates as a federally registered exchange, the state couldn't treat its sports futures contracts as bets. And the court disagreed with every point the New York-based company made. In sports terms, Utah won in a blowout. The state has had rules against gambling since its founding. Governor Spencer Cox has loudly argued with Kalshi, other prediction markets, and even regulators about whether the platforms are considered gambling. He's called the sites harmful to countless American families. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
Polls show a majority of Utahns don't feel well represented by either Republicans or Democrats. KUER's Sean Higgins has more on one Utah political party that sees a unique opportunity for itself in 2026.
State Senator Emily Buss is part of the Forward Party of Utah and the only third-party legislator in the state. She was selected last year to serve out the remainder of Daniel Thatcher's term, who retired after leaving the GOP. Now she's up for re-election and thinks the time is right to shake up the status quo.
I think a lot of districts are more purple than some people would like to give them credit for. And I also think nobody's happy with their parties. There is no better time for the Forward Party to really start to skyrocket.
The numbers say she might be right. There are more than a half million active Utah voters who don't affiliate with any political party. Forward Party Chair Michelle Quist says this momentum is a golden opportunity, not just for Buss, but for other Forward Party candidates.
We have a large number of people who are politically independent, pragmatic, and tired of partisan dysfunction. Forward was built for those voters.
She's hoping candidate authenticity will matter more than partisan labels. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
A flash flood in the Cottonwood burn scar virtually destroyed part of State Route 153 last month. That's between Beaver City and the fire-ravaged Eagle Point Ski Resort. Now damage of a different sort's been discovered on the eastern portion of the scenic roadway. KUER's Pamela McCall reports.
The only way to now drive to the top of the mountain on State Route 153 is from the town of Junction, east of Beaver City. It's a steep, windy dirt road leading to cabins and the Eagle Point Ski Resort, ravaged by the Cottonwood Fire this summer. Devin Squire is with the Utah Department of Transportation.
Not a great road, but it is providing access for property owners and anyone else that needs to be up the mountain.
That is until UDOT discovered culverts underneath the road melted by the fire's intense heat.
It's incredible to see a plastic, really solid culvert that can hold traffic melted at the bottom of a void.
That means vehicles traveling over the melted culverts could cause the road to collapse, forcing its closure. UDOT crews are busy replacing the culverts while the Forest Service removes burned trees that could land on vehicles. Once that happens, the slow crawl to the top of the devastated fire zone can resume, hopefully sometime next week. For KUER News, I'm Pamela McCall.
Utah's first big game hunts kick off August 15th. The archery season includes buck deer, general spike elk, and any bull elk. Most deer permits are already taken, but there are still some elk tags available. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says hunters can take steps to stay safe. Make sure portable tree stands can support you and your equipment. Don't carry your gear when you're climbing. Use a haul line to lift it instead. And keep arrows in your quiver until it's time to shoot. Hunters who want to build a campfire should check restrictions first. Wildfire conditions still exist, and fires haven't been allowed on most public lands this year. You are listening to KUER News.